So we got a couple of stories we want to cover tonight. That's for sure. We've got couple of stories.
Really good ones.
What is there any ones that come to mind for you, Tom? Is there anything that you're thinking about?
All right, Cecil. I want to tell you, this is a great story from metro.co.uk.
Okay.
All right. So mom drinks sperm smoothies to fight off coronavirus.
Why don't you read it? Go ahead, Tom. Just read it. Right. It's great. Yeah.
A mother of two believes that drinking smoothies with a shot of sperm have helped. Cecil is left. He's just not. Ian, do you want to listen to my sperm smoothie story with me?
Technically, you pay me to do this, so yes.
All right. I got to pay people to engage with my sperm. That's where I'm at now in my life. A mother of two believes that drinking smoothies with a shot of sperm have helped to boost her immune system and is helping prevent coronavirus.
That sounds super interesting. That's really good.
Tracy
great.
Kiss,
yeah, no,
32.
That's really good. Says, no, keep going. I'm sure.
She says she's not had a cold or flu for 3 years because of her concoction, which is made using donations from her boyfriend, and she takes 3 shots a week. Ian, I got a question. If you could not have a cold for 3 years, would that be worth 3 shots of sperm in your smoothie? Just drinking. How much sperm, I guess, would you drink in order to avoid a cold? How much? Just put a number on it. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I don't know.
What I am asking is, what is the amount of sperm you'd be willing to drink to not get a cold?
Is this a recommendation from the Trump administration?
Like, I don't know. There's like a USDA.
So let's transition onto something else.
Organic.
Let's transition onto something else, Tom. There's got to be something else we can do,
all right,
I'm sure.
They're not going to hear about
that. That's great. No, that's really good.
Yeah. Take us all.
Sounds great. The worst part about that whole story is the pictures.
Oh, they're a horror.
Okay. So I just want to know why I didn't want to stick around for that. Let me show you the image. There we go. Go ahead and put that up on the big screen, Ian. No, that looks fucking, oh God, I got to turn my head. God damn it. What the fuck, man?
Oh. You know, the thing is like about the sperm shots is they're expensive.
Okay.
Each one is a money shot.
Okay.
So that's a very expensive cure.
Okay. Then I'm going to shut this down. There we go. That's enough of that.
But you could also have it transdermally, so you just pour it on your face, and it's the same.
It's I've the same
seen
thing.
A lot of movies. Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, a whole bucket of bukkake. Just... That's what that was. That was a vaccination. That makes sense.
Well, first you get the jab,
yeah.
And then it's
that's what happens.
Pretty rapidly
thereafter. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that story. When I read it earlier today, I was like.
Yeah, the story, like, to be fair, the story goes on and on and on. And there's no way I'm going to read this thing to you. It's just a woman who likes to drink her, like, or likes to make a big deal out of drinking sperm and wants someone to write a fucking story about it. So she can take pictures in, like, a low-cut top and talk about how she drinks sperm. That's 100% what that story is.
Which is fine for those people who want to read it and those people who want to tell those stories.
Yeah,
I just want to see myself out of the conversation. That's all.
That's not like a news story. Yeah. It's a Dear Penthouse letters story.
All right. Let's do a story.
All right.
So Anne Vandersteel reported that Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and their minions would all be arrested by May 5th. So
okay.
All right.
What day is it?
What's
the date of record?
Yeah, what day is it? Ian, what day is it?
Just Ian, you got a date?
I believe it's the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay.
That comes after 5, all right? Just kind of quick, like maybe, on a time, on like a
maybe.
Number line.
Okay, here we go. Here's Anne Vandersteel. We got a second, though, before it starts, though, everybody. Got to get our disclaimer out of the way.
Last night, I got a phone call from a source who, to me, has never been wrong and is saying that Comey will be arrested on Sunday, Clapper Monday, Brennan Tuesday. And when I say Comey, it's the proverbial we of Comey. It's the McCabe, Strzok, Page.
Is that a proverb?
Is he?
Is there a proverb?
Is Comey a trinity? Like when you file an FBI report, does it transubstantiate? Like, what the fuck?
It's like the papal Comey. Like, what?
He's wearing a big goofy hat all the time. He comes into court. He's trying to testify. Can you just take the fucking hat off, please? You look ridiculous.
It's not Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we didn't see white smoke out of the chimney, Comey.
We stopped wearing the fucking wigs a long time ago. Let's take the fucking dumb hat off, too, please.
People that worked under James Comey, Clapper and his Department of Homeland Security's minions, and Brennan and his minions over at the sea.
It's just all these like little yellow people running around too.
Why did I hire these guys? They're incompetent. Like, why would
one of them accidentally makes Trump? Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you see him this week without his fucking face mask on?
I see him all the time without his fucking face mask on. Yeah, I love that he won't wear a face mask because he's afraid it'll make him look stupid. Like, of all the things that will make you look stupid, is there a world where Trump looks in the mirror and is like, I don't want to look unattractive.
Yeah.
I better not. What? There's nothing you could do. You could morph. You could borrow the body of a much better looking man. And it's if you fucking inhabited it,
oh, yeah,
it would still be a goddamn shit show.
Absolutely.
Nightmare.
Absolutely. You know, it's that old question. Do these pants make my ass look fat? It's like, no, your ass makes those pants look fat. That's what it's the ass inside that makes it. That's what makes it look fat. And the same thing goes here. It's like, does this mask make me look stupid? No, the stupid was in you all along. You were stupid the whole time. You've never stopped being stupid. The mask doesn't accentuate your stupidity. The lack of mask is what accentuates your stupidity.
Like, it makes you look dumber to not wear a mask in the middle of a pandemic when the national recommendation is to wear the fucking mask. Like, when leaders don't demonstrate leadership by doing, when it's like, okay, do as I say, not as I do.
That's fine for you all. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, rich people don't get sick. So anyway.
That's because they get tested every 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah, right?
He's like a tiger in the zoo, for Christ's sakes. He gets tested so much.
You know what's crazy is, like, I read a story in the Times that, like, there's 100 senators, right? And we don't have enough tests to test all 100 senators before they return to work.
What the fuck? So the senators, what?
Yeah, the senators return. This is a Times story.
So wait,
senators return to work on Monday, and they're like, we should all get tested before we come back to work. And they're like, not going to happen.
Wait, so how are they saying that they're getting 200,000 tests a day if they can't even get 100 tests out there?
Because of how they're allocated. So it's like 200,000 across all 50 states and all the counties and all the cities. So they're dispersed. They're just like, we need 100 tests for these senators. And they're like, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, how do they disperse them? Do they decide, like, bozo bucket style? They just throw them in the state from far away? Sorry, Rhode Island was too small. They kept bouncing off the side and hitting New Jersey or whatever. So
you get no bicycle for you, and also no COVID test.
It's a bozo reference Chicago centric show. Anyway,
was that not a national show?
No,
was
I don't think so.
Now I'm curious.
Okay, now everybody who's not in Chicago, do people know who Bozo the Clown is? Do people know? Because that's a local show. Let us know if you know who Bozo is. Just type Bozo in the chat if you know who Bozo is. That's all. Grand prize game. Mark
Grand
says.
Prize game.
There we go.
That's what it was. A 10-speed bicycle.
Bozo was nationwide, someone says. Okay. All right.
All right.
But it was from Chicago. They were based in Chicago. I guess they were syndicated nationwide. So, okay. Well, people got the joke then. I don't feel as bad. So, they just allocate them poorly, and that's how it works, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I think that there's part of the problem is, like, there is a decentralized system for testing. So, like, testing is done by whoever happens to have tests at any given. So, like, there's no nationalized system for testing.
Sure.
So the Times articles, like, the senators were like, well, it was 100 of us from 50 different states, and we're getting together to go to work, and we should all be tested because, like, pandemic, lawmakers, you know? And, like, they're like, it's not going to happen.
You know what I hope happens? Because his valet—
they're not going to get tested.
His valet tested positive. Trump's— yeah. One of Trump's personal valets tested positive. And if Trump gets it, what I really hope is that Romney gives a press conference where someone tells him that Trump has coronavirus, and he says, oh, that's too bad. And then he goes on to the next question, just like Trump did with him. Do you remember when Trump was being a douchebag when he found out that Comey was, that Romney was self-isolating? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's too bad. Oh, and then they asked him, are you being sarcastic? No, not at all. So you're being honest. You're being an honest asshole is what you're saying. Yeah.
I hope that if Trump gets COVID-19, that Melania just looks over at him and smiles. Just fucking smiles and reads her prenup and just fucking, I always knew I'd outlive him.
God damn. And it's, you know, of all the people out there that are susceptible, you know, he's got a lot of things that are going bad for him in that sense. So real tough. Yeah.
Underscore A will be arrested on Tuesday, which, by the way, we start this on 5-3 and we end these arrests on 5-5. So for you Q folks out there, 5-5 means a lot in this world. And to have those three rounded up by 5-5 is pretty, pretty important.
I love that everybody in this universe that they belong to has to do something in such a structured way so that there's some kind of a sign that they're doing it and that they're doing it ahead of time. Why is that?
Well, like, we're arresting people for, like, in their world, these people are being arrested for crimes they've committed, but you're like, don't arrest them too early or our numerology won't work.
Exactly.
Just hold off on the arrest for numerological reasons.
Every arrest is Chekhov's arrest. It comes out in the first act and has to be revealed to be used in the later acts. It's ridiculous. I don't even get it.
What the fuck?
All right. Let's go back to chat for a minute.
See, so while we go back to chat, just real quick, I'm going to stand up apropos of absolutely
guys,
nothing.
What's going on? What is he wearing? What's Tom wearing tonight? What is that?
Do a little.
What's that?
A little modeling.
What's that? Two votes.
A little modeling.
A little, seal of approval.
Citation needed.
Two votes. You could get one of those. Where could you get one of those, Ian? If they were going to get one, Ian, where?
What a beautiful shirt.
Could you put the chat thing inside? Could you put it in the chat? Can you type that in or whatever so that they could go there if they wanted to and become a buyer of one of those wonderful shirts. Two votes. Very comfortable shirts that we don't get a lot of money for, but it's a very comfortable shirt.
Soft, smooth,
yeah, and Tom
silky.
Was definitely wearing no pants, but he's wearing basically a it's a sound recording kilt that Tom has in front of him. So it works out just fine. Yeah, and you could also get mugs and stuff at that store. You know, so mugs, if you wanted to get a citation needed mug. We're going to get, there's two things I want to get. There's a shirt I really want to get to the people that do our shirts. And I don't know if they're at capacity to make these now, but I really want to get one so that they can create one. And it's a shirt design that we had made before everything happened. And it's a great shirt. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's awesome. And citation needed listeners probably could guess what it is. But then the other one that I want to have done is I'm going to ask them to see if they can look into Cogdis mugs for people. So I want to get some Cogdis mugs. So there's a couple of things we want to get. So we're going to add a couple more things to the store. Hopefully our people who do the shirts are very good at doing the shirts. And so they make great product. Their product is just awesome. It's just perfect.
Really wonderful.
So, does that thing still work if people become patrons on stream, Ian?
It should.
So another thing too, is if you want to make Gary Fart glitter, you can go to patreon.com/dissonancepod, or you can go to our website and you can become a patron on a per episode basis. If you like these live streams, one way to support us is through Patreon. The other way is to go to adamandeve.com. If you go to adamandeve.com right now and type in Gloria at checkout, you'll get a bunch of free stuff and you'll get free shipping, almost 50% off almost any item. So you can check it out. Glory at checkout, Adam and Eve. All right. So, somebody wants a shit tit shirt. Would people wear a shit tit shirt?
Who would really?
See, now we just started something in this last episode with shit tit, show me your tits. And I think good puns deserve a show me your tits. That's all I'm saying. A good pun, show me your tits. All right, here we go. We were going to do an I quit the show one. Maybe we'll get that one eventually.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I quit the show is a good one. We had a bunch of, I think we had a bunch of test runs for that one, but not one that anybody liked enough. I think everybody was like, I like 4, I like 2, I like 1. And so there was no decision made, but we had 5 designs made for I quit the show.
Yeah, ironically, we quit the shirt.
Yeah, we quit the shirt before.
Like that just didn't work out.
Okay, the fell-handed, there are no good puns. Is there any way you can ban that person, Ian? Can you ban?
Cancel.
Can you ban somebody?
Immediately. Yep,
I just need
gone.
You to ban somebody real quick. That's rude. All right, here we go. I'm going to do another story. What story should I do? Olympic ceremony. There's Scott Lively.
Just going to test Gary so everybody gets a sense of what it looks like.
Okay.
Wow.
I think that Olympic story is pretty crazy.
The Olympic one. Okay, I'll do that one next.
Let's do the Olympic one.
This is Vandersteel again, isn't it?
I think it's on the same show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's somebody else talking, but it's on the Vandersteel show.
Opening ceremony. All right. Let me look at chat one more time real quick to see here. Okay. So I want to read this real quick. There was a pun contest.
They heard it, but they didn't see it.
There was a pun contest last year. 10 people entered and submitted their best puns. The judges really wanted to say that one of them struck the best, but no pun intended did. Huh? No pun intended. That's brilliant. I think that's great. Bravo. Good shit. Who was that? What's the person's name? M Millennial. Thank you very much. Loving it. Okay, here we go.
My dad has finally figured out how to text, and he sends puns to me almost every morning.
Nice.
Like, yeah, little dad jokes. Like, and it's, I'm not sure he knows that they're dad jokes. I think they're just jokes.
They're just jokes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
When you're in India, everything's sure. Indian food. Yeah. It's like the same thing. It's just like, it just makes me laugh. He's like, he figured out how to text and he uses it exclusively to send bad dad
that's
jokes.
The best. That's it's the best. That's amazing. So quintessential. That, it's perfect. Man.
It's great.
All right, here we go. We're going to do this. David, nope, this is the wrong one. Sorry. Kelly Ruiz says that the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony was mind control to prepare the world for coronavirus. Now, we can't watch the opening ceremony because it's blocked. I can't show you what it looks like. I tried to watch it earlier myself in preparation, and I couldn't. There wasn't anything to watch. I can't watch it. It's not allowed. So they blocked the video. So here we go. So this is Anne again. She's talking to a different person. So here we go. Disclaimers, et cetera. More disclaimers. Here we go.
What are your thoughts in terms of treatment? You know, how do we approach this from a health perspective?
Well, I personally am not.
First, what are your expertise that would allow you to say something?
Thank you. I also, like, what I love is, like,
I want to say,
because I know where this clip is going to go.
Yeah.
Where this clip starts, like, what are your perspectives on treatment? It's like, we are not going to talk about treatment.
No, and here's why, because underneath her fucking block there, it says Kelly Ruiz, co-host, News Behind the News. And it's not Kelly Ruiz, MD. It's right. Kelly Ruiz. Yeah. It's not even Kelly Ruiz, MFA. So fuck you. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
It would actually be less suspicious if it just said Kelly Ruiz. Like, the News Behind the News takes away credibility. Like, I am less. I'm like,
exactly.
Like,
maybe
really?
Not.
It's like, all right, well, is that Alex Jones or Alex Jones InfoWars? Like, all right, you know, that's not helping.
We got to watch that clip before we end tonight. We'll watch the Alex Jones clip. Did you see this clip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's really good. We'll watch it. We'll find it. Ian, if you can, in the next few minutes, or actually, we'll ask somebody in chat to send us a clip of that of Right Wing Watch. Somebody, they had to do it on Right Wing Watch. Send us that clip at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Somebody find that Right Wing Watch, Alex Jones. I don't want the musical version. I want the regular version of Alex Jones talking. Send it to us at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. And while you're doing that, become a patron.
Not that photo that one person
sent. No, not
us.
The photo that we got.
No.
Alex Jones.
No.
Hairy bosoms.
Bad. No. That is an awful photo. Are we going to put it in this week's show notes?
They're in the chat too, by the way.
Oh,
the person
Jesus
who sent it.
Ugh.
Should I just show the photo now?
No.
Yep. You're going to have to. Now it's referenced.
We'll get the
everything.
This
is the beauty.
No, you can't. It's boobs. You can't show boobs.
They're just.
Are they boobs?
I mean, they're man boobs, but still.
They're moobs.
Yeah. You can't show.
You can't show moobs? Jesus Christ. I can't take my shirt off ever then, Ian. What the fuck?
I thought this was America. What am I supposed to do? Wear Crocs and shorts and mow my lawn in a shirt?
Yeah, like a shirt, like a sucker? What, are you kidding me?
In for putting toxins into my body. So I really try to live as best I can a clean lifestyle. And again, I think this goes back to how we were controlled.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Treatment is, in her mind, live a clean lifestyle.
Sure.
What does that have to do with treatment? Even following her train of thought, this would be preventative.
Yeah, exactly.
We're taking advice from somebody that doesn't know the difference between treatment and prevention.
Yeah, this is a person who you ask, okay, so what should I do when I run out of gas? Well, the first thing you need to do is fill your car up with gas. But that feels like a bad call. I should have done that earlier, right? Before I ran out of gas. Don't you think I should have done that ahead of time?
She's the perfect doctor if every question is, doctor, it hurts when I do this. You know, like
every doctor you see is Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
I get no respect when I go like this, you know?
Controlled. Even I don't know if you saw the 2012 opening ceremony to the Olympics in Britain. But basically,
you can't see this, but you should have saw how big Anne Vandersteel's eyes opened up. Let's go back for a second, because her eyes right now on stream, go back on stream here real quick, Ian. Her eyes on stream right now, not great. Okay, I will say that. I paused it to see at a moment right now that is not great, but I do want to roll back because she really, the reason why her eyes are so closed is she has to rest them because she just turned them into dinner plates. So here we go.
2012. Opening ceremony to the Olympics in Britain, but basically that's all on the coronavirus. They were predicatively programming us, you know, to be able.
Did you say predicatively?
They were predicatively, Tom. Indubitably, predicatively.
I like that fake word. Predicatively.
Predicatively? That's not a real word?
Predicatively. It sounds like it almost maybe means something.
It sounds like you could maybe get away with it in Words with Friends. Like maybe. I would challenge
like
that
Bushism,
word.
Yeah, yeah. Like a misunderestimation.
Oh, misunderestimation. Yeah. God, I miss that guy.
Predicatively. Man. I love it.
I miss that guy.
Is that what she said?
Jeez, he was such a good president in comparison, man.
Oh my God.
I miss him. G-Dub, where you at, bro?
I really did think, Cecil, I remember, I really did think, God, that is the worst president we'll ever see in our lifetime. What an incredible amount of damage one human being has done to the world.
God, it's so tragic, right? Yeah.
Boy, did I misunderestimate that.
You misunderestimated him?
My
It's like
God.
Getting the shit kicked out of you on the side of the road and being like, God, glad that's over, and walking into the road and getting hit by a car.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Oh, Jesus. And for 8 years before I walked into the road, a nice black man helped me up. And then it just, boom.
You're like walking. He's like supporting you, telling you nice things. Not really helping too much, you know, but it's better than it was.
No. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Accept this. And it was like ironic when you see the video. And I saw it this past weekend. I was shocked because literally, they had all these children, probably at least 100 children in beds with nurses pushing them around, and a virus is coming at them, and the kids are hiding under the blankets.
Okay,
that's how viruses work,
like,
too.
Why are you watching the 2012 opening ceremonies, right? Like, you're just, it's 2020. You're like, you know, I'm going to clear out my DVR while we're in under quarantine. What haven't I watched from 8 years ago?
Is there any? So hold on a second. I know that there's a lot of foreshadowing in the world, and I've got to find the right amount of foreshadowing. So I'm going to have to find how they program these Olympics to try to clue me in ahead of time. So what, you could prepare better? I don't get it.
Yeah. So that I could do what about it? Like, so they're telling the world in they want to message this out to the world, but in a way that the world doesn't understand it and can't act on it.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, what
that's
is
just being
purpose?
Shitty. That's just being shitty at that point.
Like,
that's
wait. It's like all of these people have this crazy amount of information, but they're all your junior year high school English teacher. So they like they have to like obscure everything in like a series of endlessly complex metaphors that you have to explicate here and there to get to the deeper fucking hidden meaning. And by the time you fucking book noted the goddamn 2012 opening ceremony, you blink twice and it's 2020 and you can't do fuck all about what you learned.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the purpose of that? Just spray me with chemtrails and get it over with.
And then this big, giant monster, this evil, dark figure starts coming also after the children. And they even play like a cage. A cage comes through with horses, and it's Wuhan. It's literally like a Chinese. There's a lady that's Asian standing in front. And they were really programming us, which they do. And that's what they're doing right now with the vaccines.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what vaccine? We don't have a vaccine, motherfucker.
General are programming us? Are we like a VCR always blinking 12 unless we get like a vaccine?
What
does that even mean, Cecil?
Well, I mean, if you go down the train of thought, are they saying that the only way that we are accepting the current reality is if they somehow gave us a sneak peek in our subconscious ahead of time?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like, what choice do we have to accept it? Like, you don't have to like prepare me to accept a tornado.
Yeah.
I don't want there to be a tornado. But like, if a tornado hits my house, I'm not going to be like, man, that would have been better if I knew that was coming. Like, it still hits the house. It ruins the house.
You know what this reminds me of is, remember when that Bible code stuff, where they would say, oh, all you have to do is look through the Bible code for a name, like Twin Towers or something, right? So you type in Twin Towers, and then a certain number of numbers away, because they go backwards, forwards, fucking crossways, to find those words in there somehow, evenly spaced apart. So somewhere in the Bible, it says Twin Towers, because it's a big book, and naturally, it's going to say that probably, right? It'll say Twin Towers or something like that.
Sure.
And then they'll say, see, we could have known ahead of time. But you're like, well, but wouldn't you have to enter in every single name of every building in the world to know which building it was going to pick, right? Because it's always done in retrospect. It's always looking back on something and saying, ah, but the answer was right in front of us all the time because there was foreshadowing. And you're like, no, the answer's not there because you don't know what fucking question to ask.
Yeah, well, like, what good is, like, so who's doing this foreshadowing? Like, what is the purpose of foreshadowing? Like, if it's biblical, it's like, well, I'm telling you, you're telling me a lot of other weird shit just outright.
Yeah.
You're just outright. If I read the Bible, you're just outright telling me that, like, bees with hats on are going to show up with swords and stab me. Like, you're just outright saying it.
Admittedly. Like, murder hornets this week. I don't know if you saw murder hornets.
Fucking realsies. And have you seen the murder hornets? They look like they have angry Spider-Man masks on.
They really do. They really do. They're terrifying. All right, I got to go to the other thing here real quick. Give me a second. I got to see if anybody sent that email in. Hold on. Because I want to get that email up.
Oh, going to the stream?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if there's somebody who sent it. We need to get that that story, so.
Somebody on the stream, the answer was on my keyboard all along. I just have to type each letter in the right order.
No shit.
That's exactly it.
Let me call up a murder hornet. Let me see if I can go on it.
At least warm us up with manslaughter hornets.
They do look like a superhero. Look at this thing.
They seriously look like they're wearing like an angry Spider-Man mask.
All right, show this on the screen, Ian. Jesus Christ. Now it's starting, so I got to pause it. I didn't want it to start. Let me go back to Murder Hornet. Jesus, look at these things. Good Lord, look at that.
Dude, have you ever seen
that? Why is that coming to me? It's coming after me. Why are you doing
this? They're in Washington State. Have you ever seen the nature documentaries of these things?
No, I don't know anything about them, really.
So, like, these things will, like, they're about... The queen can be as much as 2 inches long. They're fucking enormous.
Sure.
They're just enormous. And they'll like attack a beehive. So they'll attack like a hive of honeybees. And they are big enough to where they decapitate the honeybees.
Oh, they just pop their head off?
They just go in with these huge fucking mandibles and like cut their fucking heads off and grab the thorax and fly it back to their evil hornet nest to eat it later. And so then the bees, but the hornets can't stand like high temperatures, so the bees will surround the hornets and like beat their wings real fast and overheat the hornets.
Oh yeah, I have seen that before. Yeah.
Yeah. But the hornets universally win. They just like go in and wipe out these hives. Like just
they just go in. So one or two hornets just come in and like a fucking gunship.
They just show up and just like fucking decimate the shit out of these hives. I think it's more than one or two, but yeah, it's like they roll in and just fuck shit up, just like kill bees. Because everything good, Cecil, dies. Like every, there's no invasive species that's like just a beautiful flower for no reason. You know, every invasive species has like poison scales or like is a 2-inch long bug that eats the bugs that make
where
the
did they
food
come from
need.
Though where did they come from Japan or something?
Yeah, Japan.
So they've been dealing with fucking murder hornets for how long in Japan?
Yeah, well, yeah,
apparently praying mantises eat murder hornets.
No shit. So what? So the honeybees have to trade their honey to praying mantises, so they come over and that's capitalism right there.
There's just like a bunch of fucking praying mantises guarding the entrance to the hives. Just like bug wars.
Tell me you wouldn't watch a fucking bug war show.
Oh, I would watch bug wars all day.
When you were a kid, did you catch any crawdads and make them fight?
At this point in the stream, we had a slight malfunction, but we're going to jump right back into it. Talking about Alex Jones. Hurrah.
Yeah, if you're Alex Jones's neighbor, you're just like 100%. Like, my choices are like, I sell this house before Alex Jones eats me, or Alex Jones will. Nobody retires and lives a long, healthy life living next door to Alex
absolutely.
Jones.
Absolutely. When you buy that house, he's one of the disclosures. Like, he's in the bottom. Like, does the basement flood? Do you live next to Alex Jones?
Alex Jones, yeah. Right. I love that he's like, I won't let my kids starve. I'll eat the neighbors. I feel like there's got to be a third option somewhere in there. You know?
Wait, we exhausted all the options from A to now? How is that even possible?
Yeah. What world? And I love in the apocalypse, people are still like at home in their house.
Yeah.
You know? It's the apocalypse. People are starving. You're like, well, I mean, this is my address.
Yeah.
So
you know,
I'm not.
You know what we have? We have good data to suggest that if your town or country is in absolute turmoil, you will travel 1,000 miles with a kid on your back to get stopped at a fence. We have data right now that says that. So chances are if it was absolute turmoil here, we'd all be knocking on Canada's door.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. The world is so shitty that you're like, I gotta resort to neighborhood cannibalism to avoid starvation. And you're still just like, well, home at 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Honey, what's for dinner? Nothing? That's exactly. What we had yesterday.
Yeah. All right.
I'll let my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpowers, being honest, I've extrapolated this out. And
it's
I
a
won't
fucking
have to
weak
for
superpower. That is the lamest superpower ever. You're the guy from Liar Liar. Like, what the fuck?
I know, right?
My superpower is radical honesty. So I'm rude to people. And I blame it on some kind of ethical consideration.
Yeah.
Like, really?
No. You're just a rude coward. That's what you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just a fucking rude coward.
I couch my mean things that I say in ethics.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead. It's honesty.
What?
But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up, gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My dog.
I'm going to eat you. I will eat you.
How weird is it? Like, how weird is your life when, like, Alex Jones is your neighbor and you're like, hey, just gonna gut you and skin you and eat you. What happens when you, like, listen to this and you're just like, he, like, shows up to, like, borrow a socket wrench, you know?
Well, no, you're gonna have people knocking on his door. Hey, Alex, can I borrow a cup of Phil? Is there any way?
So, Alex, been listening to your show. Good show. Great show. But that thing about where you said you were going to gut me and skin me and eat me and feed me.
Were you looking at me or
were children?
Were you looking at me or were you looking at Jerry? Because I think you were looking at Jerry, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
In my household, it's 100% me.
Yeah.
Like in my household, like anyone's getting like eaten. It's like, they're not picking the rest of these guys. Like they're all a fucking third of the size of me.
Oh, no.
Like,
you picked the biggest one.
Yeah.
And the thing is though, you gotta be Alex Jones's size to get me on a hook to gut me. You know what I mean? You gotta be pretty big. Or you have to have a sophisticated pulley system. Those are your two options.
daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass.
Hey, Alex. Hold on a second. Hey, Ian, you need to get that clip. You need to get that clip. It's right here.
Power is being honest. I'll eat your ass. Honest. I'll eat your ass. Eat your ass. Eat your ass.
You got to shower first. I'll eat your ass. I'm not gross.
I'll eat your ass. Being honest. I'll eat your ass. Being honest. I'll eat your ass. I'll eat your ass. I will.
I think I got it.
Who knew? Who knew he was a three baby wipes guy? Who knew? Who knew?
Tossed salad. Good for him. Alex Jones.
Good for him. You go, Alex.
Hey, man, the whatever thing, gets you rolling.
What I don't
buddy.
Believe is that he could fit his roast of a face between someone's cheeks. That's what I don't believe. I'm incredulous. Like, I don't even know what size ass you would need to eat, Alex Jones. Like, I feel like you would need a supersized ass. I feel like somehow, like it would, you'd almost, like if that ass clapped, it would be a thunderclap. You want to talk about a murder hornet? Jesus Christ. I'm going to sweat to death in here.
Combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
uh-huh. Yes, I do. I 100%
think that you did
like
that
it.
As soon as you bought your house. Yeah. Like that guy, like the fucking realtor was like, okay, do you want to see the basement? He's like, show me the neighbors. I want to see if I can take the neighbors.
Can you have the neighbors spin around for me once? Yeah. Actually, I'm going to use this body fat thing, this body fat pincher, if you don't mind. I just want to
double
check.
Block and tackle. Can I hook it up to the pergola outside? Yeah. Just stress test it?
Is there any way I could corn feed the neighbors?
No baiting the neighbors,
just,
sir.
He just
no
look,
baiting the
he
neighbors.
He rolls out a trough of fucking corn feed every day for the neighbors.
He's the guy with the Halloween basket outside. Yeah. He's just watching the kids just like, I can take him.
He's tenting his fingers every time they grab a Snickers. He's just...
How I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up. I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass.
That's even better. Ian, that's better. That's a better one. Hold on a second.
I will eat your ass. I will eat your ass.
It's a fucking proud declaration, man. Here he goes.
I will eat your ass. I will eat your ass.
I'm loving it. Oh, that's such a great clip. It's really genuinely a great clip, man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, it's a crazy world that we live in that Alex Jones has children. So that means like at some point, somebody gratefully accepted Alex Jones into their bed. Like there's a world that we live in where somebody was like, yeah, I would fuck Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I want fucking Alex Jones up in this thing. Like, what? How does that man smooth talk you? Like in what world does Alex Jones walk up to a woman and say any series of words in any combination sounding like that?
Yeah. Can you imagine him wooing a woman too? How do you woo a woman when you talk like this? Like, doesn't that scare everybody away? Don't they think you're the villain from Inspector Gadget their whole time? What the fuck?
Maybe his opening line was, I will eat your ass. Yeah.
You know what? Actually, that might be a good opening line.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. You know what? It's not going to work every time, but it's going to work.
50% of the time, it works every time. So.
Ask enough, and you're going to find a taker.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for the stream tonight, guys. Next week, Tom's going to have the week off. I may be back. There's a game I want to play. I'm thinking about inviting maybe Eli and Heath or Eli and Noah or Noah and Heath, probably Noah and Heath, on to play a game maybe next week. I'm going to probably do that on Monday. So we'll see. Maybe there's going to be a stream next week. Maybe not. Probably. I'm going to see if I can swing it. But Tom will not be here. Tom's going to be busy next week. But we will be, again, putting out a full show. And then the following week, Tom and I will be back for a full stream. So that's going to wrap it up, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Sorry for the crash. That was my internet. I apologize. I'm working from home and Comcast still sucks. By the way, Comcast, Tom, just real quick update. Comcast said they were going to send me a modem. Then I called them back and said, hey, where's my modem? And they said, oh, we're going to send you one. I guess it's not there yet. And then they sent another one. And I called them back a day because it was a week. And they said, oh, sorry, we'll put you on a priority list to get you one. So I still don't have a proper modem. So that's why we're having the internet issues, because I still don't have a proper modem. I was going to go buy one, but just going to buy something electronically now in person is very difficult. So
that is a fucking very well-run company.
Fucking smooth as hell. Let me tell you.
Are they handling my favorite the COVID part, testing too?
My favorite part, Tom, my absolute favorite part is that during the chat, this guy went out of his way to tell me that he was going to take money off my bill. I want you to tell me how much I'm paying over $200 a month. You tell me how much he's going to take off my bill.
$20.
$3.
$3? $3 American money?
He's giving me
money?
A $3 Woo! Credit. He's giving me a $3 credit. I may be able to buy a bottle of Yoo-Hoo with that. We'll
$3? $3 won't even get you these bowls.
And on that note, we're signing out, everybody. Thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you in if we don't see you next week, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Come back. We'd love to have you. So thanks so much. Tell everybody
Take
about
care,
it.
Guys. $3.
$3, dude.
I wouldn't even type that. $3. I didn't want to read about $3.
And what's going to happen is the moment my bill comes, I'm going to call him on the phone and say, my internet didn't work properly for 2 straight weeks. You owe me more than $3. But I'm not going to argue with some chat guy. Like, that's not happening. I'm not going to argue with some dude who's just... Because he's not a guy... I mean, he's going to be like, I'll give you $3. I never said anything when he said it. I wasn't like, oh, thank you. I was just like, I didn't even respond to it.
Yeah, that's
because that's not even worth me typing to you.
Yeah, I would not... it's not even worth reading the $3.
Yeah.